Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is tape number 28, Confession of Faith in Christ. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. These familiar words of confession from Simon Peter's lips contain the foundation truth upon which our Lord stated he would build his church in Matthew 16, verse 18. No greater statement could have been made concerning Christ Jesus than this confession. It was not revealed by flesh and blood, but from the Father in heaven. Jesus had been acknowledged as God's Son by the Father himself even before his birth. In guiding Joseph, the angel of God had stated that the child to be born should be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Matthew 1, verse 21. After being baptized in Jordan's waters by John the Baptist, Jesus came up immediately out of the water, and from the heavens above the voice of God was heard in acknowledgement, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Matthew 3, verse 17. Again, God recognized Jesus of Nazareth as his beloved Son on the Mount of Transfiguration, when before the eyes of Peter, James, and John, our Lord was transfigured and became glorious. God, in answer to Peter's foolish proposal to build three tabernacles for Jesus, Moses, and Elijah, caused both Moses and Elijah to disappear and said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him." Matthew 17, verse 5. In addition to the confession of Jesus made by Simon Peter near Caesarea Philippi, Jesus was confessed by Nathanael in John 1, verse 49, "Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel." This was said by an Israelite who was only beginning to know Jesus and his ministry. Peter again confessed our Lord when in John 6, after some hard sayings, Jesus asked his disciples, "Will you also go away?" Peter answered, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God." Martha, by the tomb of Lazarus, also confessed him as Christ in these words, "Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world." John 11, verse 27. The apostle Peter added that there is none other name given under heaven whereby men can be saved but the name of Jesus Christ. Acts 4, verse 12. But what is meant when a penitent believer confesses his faith in Christ? Well, it means that he realizes that as a lost sinner, separated by his sins from God, there is no other hope and no other name through which there is salvation but Jesus Christ's. Confessing one's faith is a condition of forgiveness from past sins, as Romans 10:10 will show us. Jesus promises that he will confess us before the Father and his angels if we confess him before men. That's found in Luke chapter 12, verse 8. It is essential in having God to dwell in us, as well as to our dwelling in God, to confess Jesus as the Son of God. 1 John 4, verse 15. Timothy was reminded of the good confession Jesus made before Pontius Pilate, and also of the good confession he had made himself in 1 Timothy 6, verses 12 and 13. Notice also that when a person wishes to become a Christian, the confession which he must make is not a confession that God, for Christ's sake, has pardoned his sins, since the New Testament clearly teaches that we must confess in order to be saved, and not because we have already been saved as soon as we believed, as you will read in Romans 10, verses 9 and 10. The Bible also adds that we must also be baptized before we are saved. Mark 16, verses 15 and 16, and 1 Peter 3, verse 21. The confession which is required in order to become a Christian is more than merely confessing our sins, although we do confess that we are sinners by the very act of being baptized for the remission of sins, as the Bible teaches in Acts 2, verse 38. The confession, as we have read earlier, is rather demonstrated in the simple, profound, and moving statement made by the Ethiopian eunuch when he stated that he believed with all his heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. If you have never confessed Him, may God help you to acknowledge your faith in Him and obey Him by being baptized into Christ.
The message you have just heard.